That's a hard question to answer. Actually, the one that I think of most today is that I was working very seriously on batteries. In fact, for many years, I was the, well, early in my early days at Boeing, I was designated as a company battery expert. That lasted about a year, and they put me on something else. Then later on, as we get into the peacekeeper work and missile and spacecraft work, then they needed battery expertise, and so I developed a lot of expertise on batteries. And we, when I retired, I had just come back from a battery conference, and an engineer who heard also retired, who heard about it, came to me and asked me about what batteries were the latest. He was working on battery-powered electric bicycles. So we got together and we formed the Electric Bicycle Company. We've built dozens of prototype bicycles. We ran them for long distances, measured energy consumptions. In fact, one of the latest papers I presented last summer was on the topic of the cost of traveling 1,000 miles. Once before, I presented a paper on the cost of travel, where I compared everything from the steamship Queen Mary down to walking bicycles and even putting on a dolphin suit and swimming in the ocean. That was the lowest energy consumption that you could have, because you don't need any energy to keep you up, and all you have to do is swim. The dolphin suit is very streamlined. In fact, it'll travel, dolphins travel at velocities greater than the let's see, there's a turbulent flow and laminar flow. And when an ocean or water traveling vehicle exceeds certain speed, it gets in turbulent flow and the power consumption goes up. Well, the dolphins, during the 1920s, when there were steamships, the dolphins would swim around the bow of the ship going at 25 knots. People were puzzled. Well, then they created a problem. How can the dolphin go so fast? And there was a guy that developed the equations, found that the dolphin consumed, traveled at about, or it, in traveling at the high speed, the dolphin consumed 4 times the energy that any known muscle is able to produce. So this became a Smith's paradox. Then they got dolphin pools in the East, and they there you pay $50, you get a lecture, then you go in and swim with the dolphins. And the among the lectures says that the dolphin will swim to you, stick his tongue out at you, pat the dolphin in the tongue, then you're friends, then you start playing. And you throw the dolphin, and the dolphin throws you, and so on. Then he discovered the dolphin's skin is vibrating. And then they did some analysis and found that if you have a vibrating skin, you can go through water at laminar flow at speeds above the turbulent flow level. And so all of a sudden, the dolphin is the most efficient propulsion mechanism. If you had a dolphin suit, you could get 3,000 miles per gallon of energy. That is, the energy equivalent of 1 gallon of gasoline would drive you 3,000 miles in the dolphin suit. But anyhow, the bicycle turned out to be expensive. The cheaper fuel consumption was a series of glider hoisting stations 50 miles apart. Essentially, you had captive balloons connected by a girder and a cable. You lift your glider up to 50,000 feet, then you glide for 50 miles, then you at the next station, you get hoisted up. And the hoisting energy of raising the glider to 50,000 feet was correspond to about $4 a thousand miles. That's a diesel fuel it took to do that. Whereas a bicycle used less energy, but you had to eat cheese to get it. And that costs about $8 a thousand miles. But with electric bicycles, you use 2 cents a kilowatt hour electricity, and it only costs $2 a thousand miles. So it beats the other energy sources for traveling 1,000 miles.